Hello, I'm Sasha Keogh with the latest news, sports and weather. On Thursday, two people with medical problems and two accompanying persons arrived in Luxembourg from the Gaza Strip. They were part of the European programme for medical evacuations. In an update, the Ministry of Health says their chances of recovery are good. However, it is not clear how things will continue, as the plan was for the patients to return to Gaza. But a spokesperson for the Ministry of Health, Laura Valli, explained that it is not certain they can return to the Gaza Strip at this time of crisis. She said they have the right to apply for asylum if they want to. This also applies to the accompanying persons. In January this year, Luxembourg has secured its position at the top of the European Union's minimum wage rankings. With a national minimum wage of €2,638 per month, according to data gathered by Eurostat. Out of the 22 EU countries with national minimum wages, Luxembourg stands as the clear leader, while 10 countries, including Bulgaria and Hungary, have minimum wages below €1,000 a month. In other news, there have been losses on the Asian markets as uncertainty over Donald Trump's tariffs continues. Yesterday, he admitted there could be some difficulty adjusting to his trade policy, although his trade secretary, Scott Bessent, appeared to deny there was any turmoil at all. The Nikkei index in Japan fell sharply in early trading. Meanwhile, the EU has paused plans for retaliatory tariffs on EU goods. Retaliatory tariffs on US goods following Trump's U-turn on a 20% tariff on the bloc. EU chief Ursula von der Leyen said in a statement that the EU wants to give negotiations a chance. Six people have been killed when their helicopter crashed into the Hudson in New York City. The mayor, Eric Adams, said the aircraft was carrying a family of five tourists from Spain, including three children and a pilot. The UK is sending over €500 million of military support to Ukraine for new drones and repairs to armoured vehicles. The pledge was made as Britain and Germany prepare to chair the latest meeting of the Ukraine Defence Contact Group in Brussels later today, which until recently had been led by the US. And two Luxembourg co-productions have been selected for the Cannes Film Festival's official competition. The feature film Un simple accident by Jaffa Panahi has been selected, as well as the animated film Marcel et Monsieur Pagnol by French director Sylvain Chomet. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to today.rtl.lu. Starting with football, and Manchester United drew 2-2 with Lyon. Tottenham Hotspur finished 1-1 with Eintracht Frankfurt, and Rangers held Athletic Bilbao to a goalless draw in their Europa League quarter-finals first legs last night. Bayern Munich's home Clasico clash with Borussia Dortmund takes place on Saturday against the backdrop of potential Champions League elimination for both sides. The clash, which has emerged as the Bundesliga's showpiece rivalry over the past 15 years, comes in the middle of both clubs' Champions League quarter-finals. And Australia's rising sprint star Gout Gout had made waves at the Australian Athletics Championships, breaking the 10-second barrier twice in the 100 metres, despite both runs being wind-assisted and not officially recognised. Gout rose to prominence in December when he clocked the quickest 200-metre time ever by a 16-year-old, bettering Usain Bolt's personal best at the same age.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
Make the most of the weather on this fine Friday, as next week we'll see the return of Luxembourg's love for cloud and rain. After a chilly start, it's a sunny all day. We could see some cloud in the afternoon, but the temperatures make for some good reading, with that 20 degree mark being hit in the afternoon. Temperatures will rise quickly from around 2 degrees to 12 degrees by mid-morning.